All right, folks, we just heard the new single from Dwight and Nicole called Day or Night, which is the title track off their new album coming out in March. And that's not all, folks. We have them in the studio tonight to talk to us about this new record, maybe some tour dates coming up, and band life in general. And I'm so excited to invite you guys in because it's usually just me in here on Saturday nights. And to have company and to have you two as the company feels so special. So, Dwight and Nicole, thank you for coming in tonight. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us. We're super excited to be here and just get into the hang. It's going to be great.
The vibes are excellent.
Yes, they already are.
We have the lights down low. Yeah. It's a whole vibe in the studio on Saturday nights here. Yeah. The Now Playing Show is about new music discovery. So obviously with a new album and that new single, we were giving that some love on the show a couple weeks ago. We're excited to dig into the album once it's fully released and people can go out there and buy it and see you play it. So tonight I was thinking we could give folks a little bit more of the story of you guys, you know, the band, the album and how it's all kind of come together. First, though, what's the brief story of Dwight and Nicole for someone who's never heard you and will hear you today, not the Dwight and Nicole of 10 years ago?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question. I mean, we were lovers and fighters sometimes. We're both of those things. We're in a relationship together, and we're in a band together. We're touring, we're recording artists, and we also play multiple instruments and sometimes are in other people's bands and are songwriters. And what else are we? We have a really amazing dog named Apple.
She's
very cute. And we love her a lot. And so we're dog parents.
We always introduce our drummer too. His name is Ezra. So we usually get the crowd to say E.
Yeah.
So I would say Nicole Nelson, Dwight Richer, and Ezra Oakland equal Dwight and Nicole. And we have an array of piano players that fill in a beautiful role to kind of round out our sound. But the three of us have been doing it a while. Together.
I was a big fan of the Dwight Richer band way back in the early aughts, and I used to go see his band in Boston, and I had my own band. We both had blues bands, and we used to go and check out each other's bands, and for years we're friends in Boston.
You guys are coming to Higher Ground on March 20th, and that's an album release party.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling? Is it heck yes, we finally got here? Here's this, thing we've been working on? Is it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. How did you know? That's exactly what it is. I mean, it is. I liken it to shedding a skin in that you're building and creating this thing that, marks this era of your growth and of your life. And then this part is once you sit on music that you have recorded, especially with someone as brilliant as Joel Hamilton and the kind of chemistry we have in Studio G, we're making this music and it's this is the music of our lives. This is the statement that the last couple of years of our lives. Now I need to get it out. It starts to feel tight or something if you don't.
So
the shedding of the skin thing is real. And there is a nervousness side to that too. It's the baby. What if they don't like the baby?
Sure. Yeah. But it's like you said before, it's what are you guys doing now? Where are you now in this facing moment of time?
Yeah.
And we're not who we were however many years ago. It's new.
I was going to say, it sounds different, right?
Everything's different.
Is it fair to say that? Yeah.
So
yeah,
true.
Definitely.
100%.
And I think in your kind of notes that you have about it, it's you're pulling from influences, a little bit 80s, a little bit 90s. There's a pop sound, you know, in some of these too. And there's covers, which I love. I was telling you before we started the interview, I'm such a fan of a well-done cover. Not any cover, a well-done cover.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the covers for a second. So you did two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you come about that? How does a cover come into a process of creating an album?
This is the first time we've ever put covers on one of our albums.
And is it really? I didn't even realize that. Because we definitely kick a bunch around.
We're writers, though, first and foremost, I would say. And
for sure.
Dwight's actually quite a prolific songwriter. He writes hundreds of songs a year, and each one has gems of goody stuff in there. There's so much happening from a writing standpoint. So we've always been whittling down these original songs, and we don't have room for a cover. And in this case, we did a version of Melt Your Heart, the Jenny Lewis tune, which I'm obsessed with. I'm obsessed with Jenny Lewis since forever.
We love
forever.
Her. That Rabbit Fur Coat record is my God, that was on repeat for months.
And I had a crush on her in Beverly Hills, Teen Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
Team Beverly Hills.
Team or teen?
Good Lord. You know, I should know. I was very young. Look it up. It's from like 1988. I don't know. But she was so cute. And I was like, this girl is a star. And I loved her. And I wanted to be friends with her. And then I saw her years later, like Rilo Kiley and all this other stuff. So she's so cool. And that song, I was like, that. I wish I wrote that song when I heard it.
We heard some like harmonies that weren't on the original while still honoring it. Or there was like only you. I came up with like, I guess you call it like a coda or a different ending or something.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't intentional. And then sometimes you'll do covers and you just won't, it's too much like the original, or it's, there's just nothing that presents itself that's new.
Yes.
And so with both of those, we honestly, the instrumentation changed a little bit. Everything kind of, they felt like kind of like old shoes that we just put ourselves into.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. There's like a twist, a little something different.
That's the twist.
You're paying enough of an homage where you're not messing it up hardcore, but you're like, you're leaving your mark on it in some way. So,
yeah.
Well, let's give listeners a little bit of a snippet of Melt Your Heart here, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the album, yeah?
Fantastic.
Let me know what you think, guys.
Yeah. We love you, Jenny Lewis.
I know.
Nothing is ever as good as was. What's good for your soul will be bad on your nerves if you reverse it. It's bound to melt your heart one way or another. It's bound to melt your heart for good or for bad. It's like
just heard a great snippet of the cover of Melt Your Heart with Dwight and Nicole doing their version of it. And we're talking about their larger album that's coming out in March here, folks, just in a handful of days from the moment, from less than a week, it's coming out into the world. Really, really exciting.
Excited.
We talked a little bit about the backstory in the intro of you guys coming on the show tonight, of like how you came together and started that synergy. You came to Vermont at some point, though. So what was what was the draw to the Green Mountains? What got you out of Boston and thinking that Vermont would be the best place to stage the rest of your musical career?
There is someone to your front right and to my left, if you were in the studio with us, everybody, that loved Vermont, would come
so
up with
hard.
Me a bunch just as I'd come up here to visit friends. I went to school up here, and my dearest friend, one of my very dearest friends, Jacob Albee, he eventually kind of lured us up here with his charming, charming delivery and charming proposal. And so, but Nicole, I think we had probably been up here a half a dozen times just to kind of hang out. And
I fell in love with the place, the land, the people, the mountains, the lake.
Such a beautiful community. Yeah.
Literally, I was like, this place is like calling to me. It was like, felt like it was calling me here. And I was just like, I don't know, just walking around the lake. I was like completely enamored with that. And when we first came here, Dwight and I just started dating. And he was like, you want to come with me to Vermont for the weekend? And I was like, yes, Dimples, I do. And so then next thing I know, I was like, oh, man, the sun is setting. We're at a party. I'm going to go on a little solo trip and like take pictures and stuff. And I went out by the water and I was like, this place is just majestic. It just felt like home. It felt like an ancient home of mine, and I wanted to be here. And on our way home from there, I was like, I just feel like they're building the Ark there, and I think I'm supposed to be part of it. And he's like, that's a really weird thing to say, Nicole, but I like you, so keep this thing going.
She left out the like most important part of the story. Didn't you get to see Champ?
Dwight, you can't.
I'm not supposed to say that?
It's a secret. Okay.
We might as well tell everybody this. I mean, this is like the truth. Come on, tell me. Lou doesn't know this one.
Yeah. Mind you, I didn't know about Champ.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I was even looking at Lake Champlain. I really, truly didn't.
Yeah.
I saw in the distance what looked to be like a sea lion or like a seal come up out of the water. But I was like, that's a big long neck. What did I just see? And I, as I'm walking back, I was like convincing myself it was like a seal and it was a trick of the eye because I was staring at the water for like 40 minutes. And then I go back and I'm like talking to the guys and I was like, I saw this weird thing. I swear it looked like Loch Ness Monster. And they were all, the party stopped.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, I'm sorry, like excuse the me. Record. What did you just say? And I was like, it must have been like a seal. Yeah. And they were like, this is not the ocean, Nicole. Yeah, and
no,
like,
seals
oh,
are green.
No. Yeah, yeah. It's that Brooklyn water. I forgot.
Brooklyn.
New York City Public School. Yeah, there's no seals. It's a lake. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what I saw. Maybe there's stuff in that lake that comes out sometimes. I haven't seen it since, and I look every time now.
Look, legends are legends exist for a reason, you know? And people keep adding to it because there's a... And it only happens when you're by yourself, right?
Literally.
Yeah. And this feels like one of those classic Burlington origin stories. Like, we all have them. By the way, I saw Champ on the way back, and now I'm going back to a college party, like college house party. Like, pretty much that's... That encompasses the entire
like, how am I supposed to live in a walk-up in Brooklyn after that? Yeah. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, and we had been kicking around the city a while, artistic community. We ended up living with like a Western swing musician and a roller derby star for the Green Mountain Derby games when they were called. Hiroka Nakahara, who's a fantastic artist and a clothing designer and... It was just Eric Eichmann's like visual artist. All these
Goddard
wonderful people.
Kids.
Yeah, small worlds. I used to
Chris Dunkel.
Yeah, I was gonna say I used to DJ for the Dames. I was there like their hype DJ.
So she was Vajaykal Jackson.
Yeah. Those were my years there. Yeah.
So that's where I know you from because we would come to all the shows at Essex.
And
you
I
were there.
Get in trouble with the refs all the time because I'd play like bangers like when they were supposed to be like somebody's somebody's hurt or something. It would be inappropriate, maybe a little bit. Yeah. But I'd be like, my job is the crowd, guys. Like, you know, like, we've got to get some music going. But
I was the nerdy guy watching your set and not going to the beer garden because I don't drink. So I was like, just dancing. Like, what's the next two?
Dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Again, to recap, folks, we're talking to Dwight and Nicole, in case you just dropped in on the conversation. Mm-hmm. So excited to have them here tonight with us on Now Playing. They've got this new album. The release is on March 20th. Before we send you guys out here and we play folks another tune, I do this like fun little rapid-fire questions. So what would be the band that you would recommend if folks like Dwight and Nicole?
You're just going to put me out there?
Yeah.
If Brittany Howard went back solo touring again and left the Alabama Shakes, I think she's out with them now, for a little bit, and Daniel Ratliff, and they were like, we're going to start a band with Krungbin. That's where I would put that's kind of
I
where
love
I would,
the making your own band together.
That's the only way I can get out of this one.
Yes,
that's the solution.
Yeah.
And this is
that's what you were thinking of too, right?
This is why Dwight went first.
That's what you were thinking. Nicole,
the
that
first
exact
thing I thought was Alabama Shakes, but it's definitely much more that you nailed it, Dwight. Because I was like, I can't just pick one band.
So if you guys had to make up a new genre name or a new genre, to describe the new album, what genre would you put this in?
We did sort of make up a genre.
Synth
ourselves.
Soul.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. See, this is exactly.
I like that. Dwight so much.
If I had a little like cowbell, ding, ding, ding. Wow. There we go. No, yes. No. Yeah.
He's got it.
Yeah. Synth Soul. All right. What's another one of your many favorite bands that's also named a duo?
Oh, cool.
Right?
I mean, I would say Johnny Cash and June Carter would probably be. A pretty formidable pair.
There you go.
And they certainly lasted a while, a long time.
All right, guys, last question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's a very special time in Vermont, to be specific here. It's sugaring season. What is the best thing to put maple syrup on?
Oh, everything. Mm-hmm. I sometimes just drink it. Like, I would pour it into a spoon and just have a little bit, and then another spoon after that, and maybe another.
Yeah.
Add some peanut butter,
peanut
perhaps.
Butter.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
I used to make like a French toast thing with it. Sometimes just regular toast with butter and then a little maple syrup. Like, I mean, what? Snow? A little bit of snow?
Yeah.
Like what?
Boy, you've covered all the bases. I don't know. Sometimes if we have like a long road trip, I like sour coffee, like nothing in it.
Oh, and your
but
coffee.
I'll get those little, what are the maple syrup ones? They dry them and they make them into
the
little.
Oh, yeah, the candies. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love it. great, sweet answers, as I should probably say. So wrapping it up, folks, again, we've been here with Dwight and Nicole. Thank you guys so much for coming in tonight. It's been so lovely to chat with you. Hopefully the listeners have learned something new about you and they're as excited as I am about this new album. It's got covers, it's got originals, it's got this synth soul sound, which is new for you guys. So again, thank you guys so much for coming into the studio tonight.
Thank you for having us. Cool. This went such fun places. This was such a great interview.
We'll have to get in after this. We have to talk about more things.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have you back on when we're talking about the next album and it's like synth punk. Let's do synth punk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
A little challenge.
I don't want to let you down. I got it in me. I got it in me.
All right. Love this.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, folks, so don't miss them at Higher Ground. Again, the date's Friday, March 20th. Tickets and information are available at highergroundmusic.com. For more information on these guys, you can visit dwightandnicole.com. And, of course, go grab this album wherever you get your music. Thank you both again so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to go out. We're going to go out on one more tune here. This is the tune, Do the Best I Can, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
We're going to go out on this one. Thanks again.
Love it.
It was closing time when I arrived in town. I was broken, I stood up to turn around. I heard stories scrolled in time, sing a statement in my mind. Take a breath, try to do the best you can. I try to do the best I can. Symphony that plays through all our human days. Every chorus tracking time, some antithetic, some sublime. Take a breath, try to do the best you can. I try to do the best I can.